Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX. Sometimes we're here and sometimes we're not. The show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis.
I'm Ron.
I'm Jean Marie. He's back.
And I'm Lita. Collectively, we're the hosts. It doesn't work in that direction, but that's okay.
Okay.
We're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we're talking about eye safety.
Your safety?
No. Eye health and eye safety for children.
Okay.
Eyeball safety.
Oh, okay.
To start out, I'd like to give some statistics from the U.S. Vision Council. Who wrote the script for me? I can't say all these things.
You wrote the script.
Oh, all right. More than 600,000 eye injuries related to sports happen each year. 600,000.
That's a lot.
In the United States. Mm-hmm. And approximately a third of these are in children.
Boy, did I miss being here with you guys.
Yeah. So much fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's talk about some eye health and eye safety. So about 200,000 children have eye injuries each year from sports. Are these sports injuries in children, are they very serious?
Yes, they are. Also in the report, it states that the leading cause of blindness in children aged 11 to 14 comes from playing sports. Boys have five times the risk that girls have. The injuries range from corneal abrasions, bruises of the eyelid, and internal eye injuries like a detached retina.
And the rate is about every 13 minutes an emergency room in the U.S. treats sports-related eye injuries for children and or adults. And there are other eye injuries that send people to the hospital. These include work-related injuries, injuries in and around the home. I'm thinking that's a lot with kids.
Yeah.
And auto accidents. The total number of people in the U.S. affected by eye injuries is approximately 1.6 to maybe 2.4 million, which is quite a bit, and 40,000 ending up legally blinded in at least one eye after the fact.
And I also learned, no, I didn't.
No?
No.
Okay.
Back up. I also looked to see which sports are the most likely to cause the most damage.
Darts?
You know, darts was not on there.
Okay.
It turns out that baseball, basketball, ice hockey, and racket sports are the worst culprits.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But darts also make sense.
Well, only if you have really bad aim.
Yeah.
No blindfolded darts.
No.
Okay.
Baseball is the leading cause for children under the age of 14. Balls that are batted are 3.5 times as likely to cause eye injuries than a pitched ball.
That's probably
because kids don't throw as fast as adults, or what?
Well, I mean, there's various reasons, but the ball comes off the bat a lot of times much harder than the ball is thrown.
Okay.
And when you're playing on a ball field and it's not, I guess I use the word manicured, sometimes you get bad bounces.
Okay.
And the ball come up and sometimes strike you in the face.
Yeah, and I guess if you're pitching a ball or throwing a ball, you have a direction in mind and the person anticipates catching it.
That's true.
If you hit it with a bat, you
it's
don't really
going
know
wherever
where it's going.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of different reasons, but yeah, a lot of times the ball will leave the bat faster than the ball is pitched to the plate.
Sure.
Okay. However, most players do not use protective eyewear when they are not up to bat.
Yeah.
So everybody else in the field that's going to get hit in the eye with that ball, they don't have to wear protective
eyewear. They're wearing gloves, which they're supposed to catch the ball. But, I mean, again, sometimes things happen, and that's why I mentioned about the ball coming off the bat.
Yeah, but
the ball coming off the bat faster, you know, especially with kids, your reflexes aren't as quick.
Right. And you might be distracted.
Oh, absolutely. But it makes sense that, you know, getting back to the helmet, it makes sense that the batter wears it because the ball is being pitched at them.
Right.
But unless you put a helmet Well, it wouldn't make sense if we're talking about eye injuries, put a helmet on a kid because it's not going to protect their eye.
Unless they have a face shield.
Yeah, that's kind of going in a completely different direction. But back to the script.
All right. So they don't wear eyewear.
Right.
Right.
Eyeglasses. For the child aged over 15, basketball is the leading cause.
And that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So it switches from baseball to basketball. Mm-hmm. 1 in 18 college athletes will sustain an eye injury, but for basketball players, it's 1 in 10.
Again, blind darts.
But again, that makes sense because, Gene, you alluded to just a minute ago about, you know, the younger kids and the reflexes and all that.
You alluded to that, but yeah.
Okay. It's early.
Okay.
But it makes sense. Yep. And basketball, a lot of people look at that as a non-contact sport, but it's very, yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They've never
The goal of the game is to score a basket. It's right. Not to tackle someone. It's not to, you know, inflict.
Well, wait a minute now. You're going to say football, the goal is to tackle someone? No, the goal is to get a goal or to get a touchdown.
Okay. It is, but the defenders are supposed to tackle someone. People chuckle because it's supposed to be a quote-unquote non-contact sport, but a majority of the injuries
are from contact.
Get checked in basketball.
Exactly, and you know, you're doing a lot of jumping, you come down, sprained ankles. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're touching on that later, but I mean, it's a sport where maybe some of the injuries aren't as serious as some of the other contact sports, but there's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But let's get back to the eye injuries.
Okay.
There you go.
So I guess the main question is how to prevent these eye injuries. All children need protective eyewear regardless of whether or not they're wearing glasses or contacts. All sports protective eyewear should meet the impact standards of the American Standards for Testing and Materials. It's called the ASTM. And an optometrist can make sure that the glasses and or the goggles are fitted properly to each child. There's also a wide range of polycarbonate face masks and guards can also be attached to the helmets or worn just by themselves. Everyday fashion eyewear is not held to the same protective standards as eyewear products labeled as protective eyewear for sports use, meaning that the lens in a child's regular eyeglasses could easily pop out and puncture or cut the eye.
Ouch.
A frame that's mangled from impact could also injure someone's eyes and the ocular region of the face. The lenses should be made from polycarbonate materials because they provide the highest level of impact protection. They can also withstand a ball or some other projectile traveling at 90 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's fast.
Yeah.
Polycarbonate lenses are also available in both eyeglasses and sunglasses. And just because a sport requires a helmet or face guard, it does not mean that your child's eyes are protected from those injuries. They are still exposed to danger from sports equipment or an opponent's fingers penetrating the openings of a face mask. Exactly. Protective eyewear can be purchased at sporting goods stores as well as your local eye care professionals' offices.
Oh, didn't know that.
What?
That you could buy protective eyewear from your optometrist.
Oh, well, yeah, that's where I got mine for when I worked.
With chemicals?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are some do's and don'ts of emergency eye care. Protect the eye from further damage by holding a folded cloth over the eye, and having it as a shield. Bandage any cuts around the eye to prevent contamination or infection. Flush the eye with water if there is any small debris in the eye, and you want to make sure that that's preferably sterile water. And use cold compresses to treat a blunt trauma injury such as a black eye, but be careful not to apply additional pressure. And I would say, like, if there's something in the eye or if there's, you know, it's a serious injury or, like, the eye seems to be sticking out, yeah, putting a cup over it and taping the cup in place is a good idea as you, you know, call emergency services or take the person to the emergency services.
Okay.
Do not remove any objects that are stuck in the eye. So like leave that to professionals. Do not wash out the eye when dealing with cuts or punctures to the eye. Do not attempt to self-medicate. Stay away from applying ointments or taking any medications, including over-the-counter medications. Do not rub the eye or do not allow the child to do so, another reason why a cup can come in handy. And doing so could cause more damage.
That is so hard not to, though, when you're
That's why I'm saying if, as you're on your way to emergency services, put a cup over it and tape it in place. And there are pain-relieving ointments and drops that can be prescribed to make that more comfortable.
To better serve our listening audience, we are an affiliate of a major medical supplier here in the United States. You will find affiliate links on our website, Podcast DX. They aim to tailor specific medical supplies and equipment based on your diagnoses to make it less stressful than looking through an entire catalog for what you might need. We are open to your suggestions and will adjust our offerings based on what you, our listeners, find helpful.
Thank you. And I'm going to do another take on that. Hey, Ron, you just got back from surgery. How's that going? He's laughing so hard he can't talk.
It's going well.
Good,
it's coming
good.
Along.
Yeah. Is there any residual pain or discomfort?
Can you see it on my face?
Yeah. You know what? You should check out our affiliate links because they might have
Arnica gel
or other helpful implements to help you recover.
I have checked out the Arnica gel and I think that's going into my basket.
Awesome.
All right. And onto your shoulder.
Okay. As far as tips to keep children's eyes safe, the American Academy of Ophthalmology provides a comprehensive list, and I'll start us out. Children should wear sports eye protection made with, as we said before, polycarbonate lenses for baseball, basketball, football, racket sports, soccer, hockey, lacrosse, and paintball.
And darts.
And blind darts. Or not blind, but
blindfolded.
Blindfolded darts. All chemicals and sprays must be kept out of reach of small children. And parents and others who provide care and supervision for children need to practice safe use of common items that can cause serious eye injury, such as paper clips, pencils, scissors, bungee cords, wire coat hangers. No more wire hangers. And rubber bands. And I would think like also Nerf guns and BB guns.
Absolutely, on the BB guns.
Yeah. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Actually, BB guns have been shown to kill somebody last week.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
No BB guns.
Yeah. Teach your children to be eye smart by safeguarding your own sight with ANSI, A-N-S-I, approved protective eyewear during potentially dangerous yard work and household repairs or projects. Only purchase age-appropriate toys. Avoid projectile toys such as darts, bow and arrows, sorry Ron, and missile-firing toys. Look for toys marked ASTM, which means the product meets the national safety standards set by the American Society for Testing and Materials.
I'll do a rebuttal on the
bow and arrows
okay. later. But
all right.
Use safety gates at the top and bottom of stairs. Pad or cushion sharp corners. Put locks on all cabinets and drawers that kids can reach. Do not allow your children to play with non-powder rifles, pellet guns, or BB guns as they are extremely dangerous and have been reclassified as firearms and removed from toy departments. That I did not know.
Now we do.
Yes. Do not allow children anywhere near fireworks, especially bottle rockets. Amen to that. These fireworks pose a serious risk of eye injury and have been banned in several states. And when very small children, say age 4 and younger, are bitten by dogs, eye injuries occur about 15% of the time. Yep. The dog is usually one the child is familiar with, and second attacks by the same dog are likely to cause more serious injury. It is also recommended that any dog that bites a child should be removed from that household.
And lastly, on the road, make sure that children are properly secured in baby carriers and child safety seats, and that the seat and shoulder belts fit well. Children aged 12 and younger should never ride in the front seat because of
airbags.
And I think just general safety too. Store loose items in the trunk or secured on the floor. And as any loose objects can become dangerously projectile in a crash, and actually a crash that we stopped for, somebody had so much stuff in their car.
Oh, yeah. It was all over.
It was everywhere.
It was like there were live plants.
There were live plants.
That was weird.
Yeah. And everything ended up on the roof of the car because
it was upside down.
Yeah.
Okay. All these people that have gadgets along their dash, what are these things going to happen to those?
Or the ever dangerous Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I have a Brussels sprout story.
What script are you guys going off of?
Sorry.
I had to stop suddenly because a cop was pulling out of a parking lot, and I thought maybe he was in a hurry, and it was a Thanksgiving weekend.
He didn't check. He just pulled out.
Yeah, he just pulled out. So I stopped suddenly, and the Brussels sprouts that were on the back seat ended up all over the floor.
We found Brussels sprouts for days.
We didn't have Brussels sprouts that Thanksgiving.
No.
Anyway, what about getting small things in the eyes, like sand or any caustic liquid that shouldn't be in the eyes?
Yeah, don't do that. Well, the National Eye Institute says if you get something like sand, dirt, dust in your eyes, you should wash it out with clean, sterile water. Never rub the eye, since that can cause more harm and abrasions. If you get hit in the eye with a ball, rock, elbow, you should put a cold compress on the eye for about 15 minutes. And if a chemical splashes in your eye, you should, I hate to say, wash it out for a full 10 minutes, because I guess it depends on what the chemical is. And lastly, if an object like a stick or a pencil gets stuck in your eye, which I right now am going to lose my breakfast, do not pull it out. Do not put pressure on it, and go to a healthcare facility immediately.
Yeah, it's good advice. So I have a question.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about getting dirt or sand in your eye,
yeah,
is it a good idea to like rapidly blink your eye to kind of cause like some tearing?
In other words, what if you don't have a bottle of water with you?
I would say blinking rapidly can also cause abrasions, because it can force it. If you can bring tears to your eyes, that's great. But blinking rapidly
is just moving it around.
It can move it around. I guess it depends on the extent and how much is in your eye.
Is it one of those things like if you had a friend nearby to help? Okay, we won't go there.
I was going to say, I don't even know where you're going to go, but I'm just terrified.
You should have been.
Okay.
I'm asking that question because I'm just going back to when we were kids playing ball,
that's what we do.
Well, you're playing and the baseball field is made up of grass and dirt,
right?
And sometimes you'd get a little wind or something,
sure,
and maybe a particle of dust would kick up in your eyeball, and you might not have water there. It was like just kind of keep blinking to like maybe
get it out.
Right, or maybe create some tears to wash it out.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying it may not be the best idea?
Well, because it could cause more abrasions. Okay. Is a little kid going to take that into consideration? No. Probably not.
A little kid's going to be rubbing the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But if they're wearing face masks.
If they're wearing polycarbonate approved glasses, they won't have a problem.
How about swimming goggles?
Well, no.
That'll keep dust out.
Okay, but they make goggles specifically for sports.
How about swimming goggles? No, I mean, they could make that for baseball players.
Well, they do.
They do.
They have wraparound glasses that cover the eye. And they
kind of like seal it?
They make goggles. Yeah, they make sports goggles.
All right.
Yeah. And actually, too, and this is, no joke, but a lot of times people have vision issues.
Yeah.
So they'll have prescription glasses that they're wearing with sports bands that adhere to their head, so that the face, the glasses part doesn't move.
All right, good.
And it can be stylish.
So we should probably put links for that on our website.
Sure.
All right. What? Well, you're up.
I'm up.
You're up.
Is that a sports reference?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the CDC states that it is a good idea to limit screen time Get enough sleep. I have no idea. It's nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Well, for eye health.
Okay.
Eye health.
Okay. So for eye health, the CDC states that it is a good idea to limit your screen time, get enough sleep, and eat a well-balanced meal to help developing eyes from ending up with problems. They also remind us of the importance of sunglasses to limit exposure to UV, ultraviolet rays from the sun. And I was also going to say that those can be prescription as well.
Mm-hmm. What, sunglasses?
Yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
And I know, like, your glass, the sunglasses that Lita prefers are safety glasses.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I prefer the best.
Okay. Well, we'll have links for all of the resources we found helpful on our website, and I think we should wrap up this episode.
All right. If our listeners have any questions or comments about today's show, and why wouldn't they? Welcome back, Ron. They can contact Ron at podcastdx@yahoo.com. And if you have a moment to spare, please keep a...
please, I think the word is give.
Please give us a review. Wherever,
or maybe not.
Wherever you get your podcast.
And as always, please remember that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard of this podcast.
Till next week.